Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug Benson, and I love movies and beverages. I have beverages. Folks are still just coming in. It's an exciting time to be alive. I'm going to get my notes out and read to you the entire show. I already said my name is Doug Benson. We're coming to you live on tape from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, right before the always fantastic Comedy Death Ray. Applaud if you're sticking around for Comedy Death Ray tonight. Yeah. That costs like what, $5 to get in? $5? And so it's hard to get a reservation though, right? It's always very popular and sells out fast. Don't answer, I don't give a shit. No, and then, so how many folks are not freeloaders, but just here for the podcast, for the free podcast? Applaud if you're here for that. Yeah, nice. I want the two factions to fight each other. Or no, I want one to grow larger than the other. That would be awesome. I don't care which one. Just as long as you're all here. No, I do care. Come for both this and Death Ray. I try to have the guests are usually people that are not on that night's Death Ray. I always try to come up with some sort of topical joke for the top of the show that everyone that's here at the live tapings, you know, gets to hear. What kind of? I'm acting like that's a privilege. You get to hear this about a week or 4 days before anyone else. Wow, what an amazing! I'm such a giver. But anyway, I don't have a topical joke about. I was trying to think of a joke about maybe like I saw a hot tub time machine today, and somebody, like, they must have sent the screenplay through the Institute of Grossness or something, because it was just kind of like, as you go through the movie, it's like, poop, check, piss, check, vomit, check, semen, check, the end. Like, they really got in all the four food groups. That's not the right... It's not the right word for it. So I'll work on that and get back to you guys. Let's get some funny dudes out here who will help make this more entertaining than just listening to me babble. That's what I wrote down for the intro. That's the theme. That's the theme this time is two very funny dudes. My friends Anthony Jeselnik and Rob Hubel are here, everybody. Let's hear it for Anthony and Robert. Rob Hubel. I wonder how you guys sound like talking, like the three of us. Everyone knows my voice, but will you guys sound identical?
The two of us? Do we have the same voice?
Now you talk, Anthony.
Please sound, it'd be awesome if you sounded just like me.
I'm trying to think of how I could do
that. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
so
good.
You guys pretty do sound good. Kind of similar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's fool everybody. Let's. I'll re-record this part. Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, my guests tonight are the Sklar brothers.
Hey, what's up with the Sklar? Hey. You guys just got Sklar'd.
So that's Anthony, on the one that just said Sklar'd. And
is this for the podcast
that
audience?
Is what for the podcast audience? Well, all of this?
This differentiating between our voices.
Yeah. It's for the listeners. It's not for the people sitting here.
But my point is the listeners aren't retarded, right? They're not mentally retarded. Or are
most
they?
Of them,
I don't know.
Most of them would
I don't
be.
Know.
No, I just want to establish the difference between you guys.
Okay, well, you know? When I talk, I'll say Rob before every sentence. I'll say Rob, Rob.
Why would you do that, Anthony?
You fucked everybody.
No, I'm sure a lot of the people know both of your voices because I was going to say Anthony plays characters. You're a writer on the Jimmy Fallon program.
Not anymore, but you were.
Yeah. And you play. Don't make it sound like a bad thing. You quit. You rose up like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Was there drama?
No, it was all good terms.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy, especially them.
No one got shot in the face or called like a cunt.
Not to the face.
It was like, I quit. Oh, finally. Thanks for all your hearts. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to go out.
Yeah.
But you play a lot of characters on camera on the show.
Actually, just one character.
Like a guy in audience.
Yeah.
That's played by you.
I actually
and acts
on...
like you.
This isn't air tonight, does it? This podcast?
No, it'll be a few days from now. Because
tonight, with you guys, I'd get killed on the show tonight, the character I play, and it's the last thing I'll ever do on that show.
Because he pre-taped it. Because you're here in L.A. and they do it in New York.
That's right. That's right, Doug.
And Rob Hubel, you guys know from Human Giant.
This is Anthony.
He was one-third of Human Giant, or one-fourth or fifth, depending on how you look at it.
I like to think of him as half of Human Giant, because those are the two guys.
Thank you, Anthony. Doing. Yes.
You're saying he's the fattest of the three of them?
Is that
what
you meant?
Those two other guys are. Like, those are the only two guys you could probably have found that are thinner and smaller than you.
Yeah.
Like they're.
Well, I found those guys. I started Human Giant, and then I wanted a little Indian guy. And a guy with a gap between his teeth. And so I looked all over. And I had a ton of different people. And then those guys quit and kept getting killed. And then so finally I settled on Aziz. What is a dumb story? What am I talking about?
They kept getting killed. You just slipped that in there. Like, that's just something that happens.
A lot of people got killed.
All right.
We should get the lights brighter here. Right, podcast audience? You pieces of shit.
Don't drag them into it.
I like to insult the
You podcaster. Think it's too bright right now? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's good.
Okay. Anthony.
Yes.
Have you been in any movies?
I was in one movie. I actually just saw it for the first time this week called Miss March.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was did that play in theaters briefly or did
very goes, briefly?
Like, oh, okay.
It's on TV a lot now.
It's on Cinemax like all the time.
Yeah,
that's why I got to see it.
And what did you do in Miss March?
I am like a video.
Where's that guy going? Podcast audience, some rude person just left.
He's probably going to go watch Miss March. He's just fucking.
He's like, oh, it's on right now. I gotta go.
Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. In the movie, Craig Robinson is a rapper named Horsedick.mpeg. And he's so funny. He's like the only funny thing about the movie. And at one point, he's doing a rap video for a song called Suck My Dick While I Fuck That Ass. And at the end, I come in as the video director, and I say, great job, Horsedick.mpeg. Hip-hop is back. Which was, I thought of that line. And then we fist bump so hard that I fall out of the frame, and you hear a crashing sound like plates falling.
And
you never see me again. You have no idea who I am. They don't say that I'm the director. I just show up to say hip hop is back and then fall down.
I hope that's hilarious. I mean, it sounds hilarious.
I feel like leaving right now like that guy to go watch this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you haven't already seen it.
I have. I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
How many times?
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right.
Did that scene strike you as weird?
No, I didn't see all of it. If I had known you were in it, I would watch that part.
Now I got an excuse to watch it. I got to watch you fall out.
Yeah, I do want to see
the
that.
Plates crashing. I love that.
Everyone should see it.
I love when things get broken off camera. That's never like they thought of that after they shot the
That's
scene.
A great name for. That's also a great name for a hip hop song. What was the song?
Suck My Dick While I Fuck That Ass.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That should be a song.
I'm trying to figure out the initials to that song, but I couldn't do it. SMDW. Well, that sounds bad. And Rob, you've been in a lot of movies.
No, I've been in a couple movies.
Two and a half?
I've been in some really bad movies. I'd like to talk about those. I was in a really bad movie called The Love Guru. That was really... Yeah. Did anyone here actually see that, or does everybody just know that it's terrible?
It.
Don't clap. No, that's the wrong noise to make. Don't make that noise with your body.
What was the other movie that opened that same day? It opened up against another comedy.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Get Smart.
Oh, that movie didn't do well either. But Love Guru is just really
bad. They made a Get Smart too, or they're making a Get Smart.
Me and Daniel Tosh had a scene in Love Guru. We only have one scene. And actually, our scene is kind of funny, but just the movie's bad. Where we get into a huge bar fight with Mike Myers and the other guy. And it's like 100 stuntmen in this bar. And we pick a fight with them, and then this huge choreographed fight breaks out, and it just people smashing tables and stuff. And it was really fun. Like, I actually got to get like smashed over the head and go flying over like a table and stuff. But but that movie, it's the sort of movie where like you get.
I don't even remember that scene. That's what kind of movie that is.
No, you don't. Like, even kids are like, I've seen this scene before. This is bullshit. Like, even little kids don't like it. I did another terrible movie. Oh man, I wouldn't feel bad if this person's here. There's no way. I bet they killed themselves by now. But I don't think they're here. I did this really bad bowling movie that was
What was it called?
I don't want to talk about it. It was
Gutter Balls.
No, that would have been a great name.
oh God.
It was directed by this guy's near. Because the guy's really nice, but the movie.
And
was
he
just
comes
so good.
To shows here all the time.
No, I've never seen him here. But it was directed by Tara Reid's brother. No, remember Tara Reid? So she's in this movie, and he directed it. And it's just really, really, really not funny. It's
Do you think
so
it would have been a better movie if they had actually gotten Tara Reid to direct it?
To direct it?
Yeah, they couldn't fit him in the budget, so they got a brother.
Maybe, yeah. It's just really bad. But
you can't tell us what it's called.
Oh yeah, it's called 7-10 Split. You would never see that. Oh wait, they also changed it to like Strike. Fuck that. Doesn't matter. Like, you can watch it on Netflix. Please don't watch it. Please, like, I can't give you back that 2 hours of your life or whatever it is. I wish that
There's
I could.
There's no way it's 2 hours.
You're right. It's like 4 hours.
There's so many movies now where you look over at the clock or whatever, you're watching it on Cinemax or HBO, and it's like 20 after the hour and the credits start to roll, and then the credits go for like 10 minutes to pad it out to that solid 90-minute movie they need.
Yeah.
Or even like Alice in Wonderland. How long was that weird movie?
I didn't see that. Did you guys see that?
Oh, man, you should.
A lot of people have not seen it. Wow.
You should see it because it's called Alice in Wonderland, but then in the movie they go to Underland, which is not a wonderland. It's fucking gray and bleak and weird.
Ooh.
You know,
but,
I will
but
never
they
see
have, they still have some sweet dance moves.
It's so
I will
Tim
never
Burton
see movie. I'll never see the only 3D movie I ever saw was Avatar. And now I feel like I've seen all 3D movies, so I'll never see another 3D movie again. Does that,
well,
that make
I'm
sense
here to
anyone?
Tell you that I really enjoyed
it. Because it was good or you hated it?
Because it was like good, but I felt like I just did that.
You did it.
Yeah.
Like, there's
yeah,
no
it's
reason
like you don't
have
to bungee jump again necessarily.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, I'll just regular
fuck
jump.
Fuck that hooker again. I mean, you did
know
it,
who,
right?
You know who hates all these 3D movies is Roger Ebert. Do you follow him on Twitter? You should follow him. He's like the best.
I know. He's like,
so
whenever somebody retweets his stuff, I find it interesting.
Well, you know, he can't talk.
Like,
he can't talk.
Well,
or
it
eat.
Seems like, so that's what he does. Is he?
Yeah,
twitters,
he just twitters all the time.
I don't,
but he's,
I don't need
he's
to
really
hear
good.
His every thought.
He's really. That's terrible.
But dude, no. Seriously though, I do recommend it because whenever I read something he's written, or like he always has links to things he's written.
That's what
like,
he is. He just like, links to other
he
stuff.
He is just like a film critic that's possessed now. He like he'll write you know things like are practically like op eds about political candidates.
Well,
and things that are
he,
going
he did
on
this whole thing about 3D movies and how little kids are now asking their parents like, oh, do we have to see it in 3D? Like little kids are like. Anti-3D now because it's just like too much and he hates 3D movies I think too. Wow, it's really quiet in here. It's trying to be interesting,
but
fuck
I wanted
that.
To say that how to train your dragon
that's a
is very think of the listeners, Rob. It's very
the listeners. I just mimed sucking off a dragon.
Very engaging. See, they probably had a nice chuckle there.
Maybe
pass a little something through their nose.
Maybe someone.
But I like
drove
the movie. Is my point.
It's good. Is
yeah,
that a good
it's
movie?
Charming. It started off like for like the first half hour. Like I got these glasses on. These Vikings are yelling at each other, and then for some reason, like the story sort of kicks in, and I found it really engaging all the way to the end. And I dare to say, I liked it better than Avatar.
Ooh, you're,
I think
gonna,
it's
you're never
better storytelling.
You're never
going to
get. You're never going to get cast by James Cameron
better,
now. You just fucked
I'm
up.
I'm never going to have to fucking stand in a blue suit on a green soundstage for days on end, being screamed at by this fucking dictator of a film director. Yeah, too bad I'm missing out on that.
Have you seen that clip on the internet? I'm sure everybody's seen it, where he's at LAX and he's coming back and he gets kind of like attacked by this fan, and it's really just like two paparazzi. You know that scam where like it's two paparazzi and like they get together and they're like, okay, so you act like you're a fan and try to get him to sign this thing, and then so this guy goes up and he says, hey man, I'm a big fan, will you sign this thing? And James Cameron's like, well, you know, I'm with my family or whatever, I don't really want to sign it. And the guy's like, come on man, I paid money to see your movie. And he's like, well, you know, I'm with my family and blah blah blah. And he's like, hey man, I'm a fucking huge fan. And so, meanwhile, his buddy is filming this whole confrontation. It's completely fake. And then, like, that gets sold to TMZ as, like, this big thing. And so that guy, and then they split the money. It's like this. You guys should be paparazzi. It's really easy to make money. But yeah, do you not know what I'm talking about? You didn't see that?
No, that one? No, I never saw that one.
It's like a thing that they do. It's like a little racket that...
I've seen that sort of thing. I mean, but the people that are straight up TMZ people just go up and just ask annoying questions.
Yeah.
And it's always like... Yo, Katherine Heigl, what do you think about what's going on with, Pete Rose? You know, like, it's always just like, what?
And that is
like,
that's on everybody's mind. I mean, what is going on with Pete Rose, Katherine Heigl?
I couldn't think of any, like, current scandal or anything. But Pete Rose, every few years, it's a new scandal with him because they always have to re-debate about whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame or whatever. But then they'll ask people about stuff in the news or about, like, if somebody dies, it's always like, what do you think about so-and-so being dead?
Yeah.
It's just like, never met the guy, heard nice things. And then they try to get in their car, and then they get burned for, like, not tipping the valet.
Yeah. I just did this movie in Hawaii. I did, like, a week on this movie in Hawaii, but it's this George Clooney movie, which was really fun, and, like, he's actually, like... the nicest person in the world, but it was really funny because we're shooting mostly in this house, and across the street these paparazzi rented this house and they cut down all the trees in the yard so they can just be in their front yard just like like all day and all night. And but he had a really good idea that maybe I'll get in trouble if I say this. No, I don't think so. I think this is a good idea, but I don't know if he'll ever do it. But he wants to do this thing to fuck up the whole paparazzi system. I didn't mean to take over the topic either. Tell me if I should not.
Well, now we can't.
Fuck.
We
Sorry.
Can't
okay.
walk away from this one
All
now.
Right. Well, it'll be
I don't know if
short.
I should say this, but
it'll be short.
Do we have time?
Yeah, it'll be short. So his idea to sort of implode the whole paparazzi system was like one day of the week, go out with some random celebrity on the street to like the Ivy and just like make out with her. Everyone's just like, and he's like, oh, we're totally in love. You know, this is Jennifer Aniston, whatever. The next day, Katherine Heigl just, oh, we're totally in love. The next day, just a different person all week. And then have those people do that also. So like you get all your famous friends to just one week, just everyone make out with everybody on the street. So it's just like, what? It's like the it's just too much for the paparazzi. So then it just discredits their whole industry. So it's like nothing can be counted on.
It doesn't discredit them though, because then the next story will be like, you know, once it's all over on the following Monday, they'll come out with no one was making out in Hollywood today. You know what I mean? And then, you know, they just have to find a new angle on that story. That'll be the biggest story in the history of celebrity.
Wouldn't that be neat?
News if you know, there was a fucking crazy orgy amongst all of the...
yeah.
Even if it's just a mouth orgy, that's still not going to work out so great for everybody in the end, I don't think.
Well, that's a lot different than my plan to rid of paparazzi.
Oh, Anthony's got a plan, everybody.
Well, I've had this for a long time.
Does this have to do with AIDS?
You guys can search
this
for it
online. This is not an AIDS thing, is it?
No, it's every celebrity goes out in blackface.
That's a great idea.
Because who would want to see that? Yeah. No one's going to buy papers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
Val Kilmer in blackface again?
Right.
You know?
We should do that tomorrow, you and I. We'll start it.
I think we're big enough celebrities.
So huge. We'd literally get murdered. No one would notice or care.
Have you guys seen any movies lately?
Either of you?
Jump in.
Yep. I saw last night The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. You know what I'm talking? It's like a foreign, it's from Sweden. It's based on a book. But I saw the 10:45 showing. I was stoned as shit. I had a drink before I went in, and I had read the book. So the movie was like, no surprise after another no surprise. And it was 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
So you're saying you didn't make it to the end?
I'm saying if you read the book, don't see the movie. And if you didn't read the book, probably still don't see that movie.
I thought it was going to be more of a thing about the weed and the alcohol and the...
I wanted to go to sleep.
The subtitles must have been rough.
I would like try to stay awake, and then right when I would be like, fuck it, I'm going to just close my eyes for a second, the loudest thing in the movie would happen. Like, there was like one gunshot in the whole movie was right as I went, like, and then like had to jump up.
I thought you were going to say it's when she got the tattoo. The loudest scene in the movie.
They don't even show that part. She already has it when it starts.
Of course she does. That's
I can't wait for
called.
The prequel. It's called The Girl. She's thinking about the tattoo. Talks to some friends about it. And at the end, she actually gets it. Fucking Tara Reid's brother is going to direct it.
He will. He will.
That's a callback.
Oh. Are we supposed to announce when we do callbacks?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
He's a nice guy. I don't want to, you know, he's a nice guy.
Who are we talking about now?
Never mind. Keep going. Oh, what movies have I seen?
What'd you see?
I just knocked out a bunch on a plane. I watched Fantastic Mr. Fox, which was really awesome. Have you guys seen that?
I only heard good things about
it.
You
should
watch
it.
For the most part. Occasionally somebody would be like, I can't stand the animation because it's
really
so twitchy or whatever. But
well, this is, I think, like, is it animation or is it like claymation? Be quiet. Stop motion. So, but is it done with little clay?
That was adorable.
I'm just joking.
Glad there was a lady who said that. If that was a dude, I would be all over it right now.
She probably directed the movie.
If it was a dude who would be like, stop motion.
It was really good. I thought it was just good writing, too.
Yeah,
but it also looks like a Wes Anderson movie. It's like those wide shots, and it's really
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I want to see that still.
Then I watched the best movie ever is that Michael Jackson movie.
Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, that movie was awesome. No one saw that movie?
Or you guys saw it
like a year ago?
No, I saw it.
That movie was amazing.
Well, when you're on a plane, though, especially.
That movie made me...
You didn't buy a ticket to see it in the movie theater like the rest of the Whiteys.
I don't even understand what that means.
I saw it in a movie theater, and I thought it was great, but I was
I appreciated it more because I was on a plane.
Rehearsals in a movie theater.
Well, I just thought it was really good because I thought he was like I thought he was going to be like a meth head like idiot, you know, like that couldn't dance. And then he was like,
"That's what you thought the movie was going to be."
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like,
"There was no press about a film being out showing him being a crazy non-dancing meth head."
Well, I just didn't know he was going to be.
Let's show that on the airlines with the children.
I didn't know
planes.
He was going to be good. Still, like I thought he was going to be like kind of old and not good, but he was still really good.
Wait, but is it really? It sounds like to me like it sounds like Tuesdays with Morrie's the musical.
Well, it's not depressing or anything.
Even though he's like right about to die.
Well, I don't believe that he's dead. That's a whole other story.
Now. You think he's still alive right now?
I'm positive that he's still alive, and I can tell you where he is. He's at my house right now.
Really? I would have thought in the hearts of children everywhere. But at your house.
He can't. He's.
What's he doing right now?
He's just watching
Miss March.
Miss March.
Callback number two!
Wait! He's beating me in callbacks.
Fucking crushing
you.
Is
this part of it? Do we compete in the callbacks?
That's important to have good callbacks.
No, but I thought that movie was really good. What else have I seen? I saw Hot Tub Time Machine. I thought that was good. You didn't like that?
No, I did. It was just very poopy.
I thought Cordry. I thought it was. I thought Cordry and Craig Robinson were outstanding and
so funny. But
yeah, I think Clark.
When you see
John
the trailer,
Cusack
there's no hint
of
there's no part. Hint of bodily functions.
Wait, are you offended by?
Not offended because I.
You
in
sound
some,
like
in
my
some
dad.
Contexts, I enjoy it. Sometimes I enjoy it, but for
and
some
there
reason,
wasn't semen. I heard you say there was semen. Where was there semen?
All over Cordry's face in that one scene after he blows the dude. Spoiler alert.
Good point. Good point.
Oh, it'd be so funny to write a really mad email or tweet to me about how I just ruined Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hey, man, I did not know that Cordry blew another dude, but it's actually soap on his face until you said it and that other guy yelled it.
Damn you.
I don't think you'll get those tweets.
No, I'm not going to even watch it on DVD or Blu-ray.
What else have you seen?
I saw the
Why
Crazies.
Are you taking over like that? Do you like the Crazies? I've heard mixed things about the Crazies.
I like the Crazies.
Wait, I gotta see that. Is that a good movie?
Yeah,
I heard that wasn't
it.
Very good.
I liked it. I'm a big Oliphant. I think that's how you say his name. The actor, the guy in Justified.
Deadwood. Yeah,
Deadwood. I used to work on Deadwood.
Did you really?
We don't have time to talk about that.
Now. I love. That's my favorite.
That's
show.
Great. That was a great show. But yeah, the Crazies is good.
Deadwood's amazing.
That's as far as you're gonna go.
That's as much as I can get. There was a lot of bodily fluids.
It was called I Love Movies. Yeah. Crazies is good. Deadwood's amazing. Next topic.
No, that's the unfortunate thing is there is some great TV right now. Like, this isn't the time of year for great movies. This is the time of year for great TV. Breaking Bad is back. And
no, thank you.
Fucking love
what?
It.
What?
No, thanks.
You've never tried crystal meth.
I have not. That's something about I just can't get into it. I don't know.
You tried watching it, though?
I think it's like that I still see the guy from that fucking
Malcolm
show with
in the
kids.
Middle?
Yeah, and I'm like...
Callback.
You've got no... That's not what a callback is.
Wow, that is a long-distance callback.
It's
to
a
some
pre,
other
it's
time
a,
when anyone
pre,
in this room was discussing
callback.
Malcolm in the Middle.
I don't know. I can't. I don't buy it. I don't buy the whole thing.
What about Mad Men?
Love it.
Okay, see, that's the one I can't buy into for the dumbest,
really?
Dumbest of reasons.
What is what your is reason?
It? I played poker with Don Draper, and...
Yeah, that's not his real name.
What?
You don't call him Don
this
Draper.
This is how I find out.
Yeah, that's not a reason not to watch a show. That's called name dropping.
No, yeah. Well, maybe that's why I didn't say John Hamm, who has been on this podcast, but like...
Callback.
I think it's...
It's 2-2, just so you know.
The first one was not a callback. The referees decided.
Neither of those
yeah, yeah, I didn't really think... neither of them are. Okay, good. Phew.
Hold on. My phone's ringing. Hold on 1 second.
Take
what
it.
Is it?
Take it. Put it on speaker.
I'm going to have to call you back. Callback.
3-2.
Straight.
3-2.
3-1.
I said it twice. I feel like I should get points. But we don't want to talk about TV, right? We should talk about movies. What's the last movie you saw? Oh, Hot Tub Time Machine. What about right before that?
Oh, wow, that's a good memory test. Right before that, I saw something yesterday. Oh, I saw Greenberg yesterday.
How was that? Hold on, just think about it more.
It'll be more fun to watch because it's not as much of a comedy as the previews are letting on. See, that's all I'm saying is that Hot Tub Time Machine didn't seem like it was going to be a gross out comedy per se.
Oh, right.
I thought it'd just be more like four hilarious guys being hilarious. And there's a lot of that in there, so I recommend it, but I don't recommend the gross parts. But then.
What do people do when the gross parts come on?
I was fucking squirming in my seat. Although there was one runner with Crispin Glover.
Yeah, that's really
like
funny.
I enjoyed. Oh, for the Crispin Glover role?
Yeah, and it's like, really, if it's me against Crispin Glover, don't send me in on that, you fucking dicks.
Like he's
later
in...
that day. Which one was in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
That this basically
Rob Hubel?
Just sort
no,
of rips
No, it was
off?
Crispin Glover. Oh yeah, we want him. Don't send me in on that, you jerks. But
they probably loved you in the part, and they'll bring you in for something else. That's how
no, they won't.
That's how
they're
show
gonna,
business works, Rob.
No, well, that director doesn't. I don't even know who directed it.
I have not seen Greenberg yet, but I'll tell you what I have seen. Everybody, if you go to the ArcLight right now in the lobby, you don't have to pay to see this. Just walk into the lobby. They've got
it's
a
totally
glass
free.
Encased. The vest and pants and shoes that at one point in the movie Ben Stiller wears in Greenberg.
No.
They've got Greenberg's fucking clothes. I laughed
really?
For 20 minutes.
Do they really?
Standing in front of it. Yeah, it's like they have like the whole big Greenberg poster and then this like as if it's like an iconic, as if it's like Princess Leia's fucking gown from the movie
Blackface.
Star Trek. And like they have it as if anyone would ever care. Like it, like people are gonna flock to see this.
Well,
thing.
They also have a big
hilarious.
Map up there of all the locations in Los Angeles where the movie was shot.
I didn't even get to that because I was so blown away.
But I mean, it's really a full pants. Experience, and you get it for free. You get a map of scenes.
I put money in the
of,
case.
Of
I was
ben
like, this
Stiller
is too much
as Greenberg. Here's my thing about Greenberg.
What is that movie is
if you
not
want
a comedy,
it's
right?
It's not really a comedy. It's not as much of a comedy as I'd hoped it'd be. I'm a fan of Noah Baumbach. I really like Squid and the Whale, and I also like some of his other stuff. But with this one, I just think that you might enjoy it more if you, at several points during the movie, just yell out, "Oh, Greenberg." Because he's kind of hard to take, the character of Greenberg, which is why Ben Stiller's getting great reviews, because he does a good job of being someone that's
but as a movie,
pretty
it's
hard
a
to
bit,
take.
Yeah. What if you saw
he's
it
not,
in...
He's
and,
not
and,
going in likable Ben Stiller mode.
I haven't seen it yet, but what if you saw it in D-Box? Do you know what that is? You know, in those seats
if
that
my
vibrate?
Seat would shake every time Greenberg was angry for no reason, that would be
yeah, if you're just
that
like,
would really help. That would really make it... Make it a lot more fun.
That might be a good
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
How come
just,
that hasn't taken...
D-Box movies, any movie where there's a lot of yelling.
How come that hasn't taken off more? Or is it just too expensive? Do you guys know
D-Box?
What I'm talking about? It's the...
It's just at the Chinese here in
it's
Hollywood.
It's like talking
the
to
only
babies.
Place I've ever
it's
heard.
Like talking to babies that don't even know what D-Box is. D-Box is... these seats that they have, it's actually only
they
at
know
two
a lot that you don't
it's,
know.
It's at two theaters in the whole country, but it is awesome. And they're just those they're like computer calibrated seats that like vibrate and shake around and like I saw Fast and Furious, whatever the most recent one was, and it's at Man's Chinese 6. This is the only place they have it out here. And it is amazing. It makes it cuz the Fast and Furious was garbage, but you see it in D-Box and you're like you go over jumps and you're like whoa, you know, it was really great. Are you texting?
No, I'm getting ready to play the Leonard Maltin game. There's a new app on, not that new, but there's an app on the iPhone, and so that's how we play it.
Oh.
Is I just pull it up on the app. Remember I used to have that bulky book that I have to look through?
Yeah, yeah, you don't do that
it
anymore?
It was a nightmare. All right, so let's play the Leonard Maltin game, everybody. And I'm sorry I didn't have anything to add to your story, but you described D-Box so perfectly that
man,
I'm very happy
chance,
for you that the D-Box Corporation is going to bring one to your house.
I want to start calling people D-Box.
What would it...
Shut up, D-Box.
What would be fucking D-Box?
I'd like to see drain your dragon
D-box.
In D-Box.
Sounds like a female douchebag.
Drain your dragon in D-Box.
In D-Box.
I love it. All right, let's get some contestants. What's your name? Mark, and who would you like to have play for you Rob or Anthony?
You know I'm way smarter, right?
No, Rob, see?
Bad choice, my friend.
Wait, you just you said one thing and then went the other way. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, and who do you want to play for you? Jesselnick, all right.
Can't even pronounce your name correctly.
You got it close enough. No one knows what your name is at all.
It is fucking on, man.
That I didn't realize that. That should be the my theme should have been fucked up names.
Really hard names.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hard names to get right the first try.
Yep.
Okay. Rob Ubel, you're playing for...
That's not how you say my name.
You're playing for Mark.
For Mark. Mark, I was just in a car accident.
Anthony,
so.
You're playing for... David. Now it's your job to remember their names. Okay, here we go.
David.
Mark, I'm going to open a beer for you.
Oh, please don't give him a beer. He looks like he's 16. I'm going to have to see some ID. I can see it now. Stoner gets underage kid drunk. Like, hey, wait, what did pot have to do with that? All right, here we go. Since it's we're taping this on March 30th, 2010, so that's the last day of Earth Month.
No, it's not. Next what? Month is Earth Month.
Oh, since it's the day right before Earth Month starts.
Earth Month Eve.
This is, shit.
This is like birth control for birds.
Podcast audience, you don't get it. They should just come here.
Just setting it up.
So the subject is...
Man, he's doing it already. Everything he's doing is... He's like two steps ahead of me.
The subject of all the movies in the game tonight is disaster films.
Love it.
Disasters that spring from the earth and hurt buildings and things. And let's let Anthony start the thing off by... Anthony, would you like to play with a movie from... let's see... 19
No.
1996, 2006, or 2000?
Let's go 96.
What? For reals?
Fuck you. Yeah, 96, man. That's my prime.
All right. Okay, this is from 1998.
I'm just happy I had the option.
I can't tell the difference between the 8s and the 6s. All right. This is from 1998. Anthony, how many names can you get it in if it's in a disaster movie that Leonard Maltin said this about it? I'll give you a little clue.
Is Leonard Maltin still alive? Sorry.
Yes, he is. He was a guest on the show recently.
Oh, thank God.
And,
is that what killed him?
He was the first tweet he ever wrote on Twitter had my name in it, and then he quit. Okay. it's hard to pick out a line from this one. Let's say this. An actress in it seems a bit of a flyweight as ambitious TV newswoman. And there are a lot of names.
I can name that movie right now.
18 names. Well, Anthony, you can bid zero names if you'd like.
Zero, I can bid zero names.
All right, name that movie.
Deep Impact.
That's correct.
What the fuck is up?
What?
What?
What is happening?
What?
Stop clapping! Stop clapping! Clearly.
Callback!
That is not a callback! Clearly, there's something wrong. He's the Antichrist or something. That's impossible. I'm so sorry.
You still have other chances.
Wait, what would he win?
Other chances to fail.
If I get everything in zero.
Well, there's amazing prizes for this. Oh, yeah, high five.
And fuck you!
Anthony, high five, David.
Yeah, but look at your guys, like, weirdo, dumb t-shirt.
Wait. David. And
no one gets that, buddy.
You know who gets it? Winners get it.
Way to stay classic, my man. Fucking button down. Dumbass, look at his shoes. Fucking athletic socks. My guy's wearing no socks! Yeah! Podcast audience, just figure it out. I don't know.
I wanted to make Dante's Inferno one of the movies, but I accidentally picked the one from 1935.
Wait, how many times have you seen Deep Impact?
Not once.
Really?
I remember Tia Leone is a newscaster in it, and talk about fucking lightweights, right?
Leonard Baldwin says about Dante's Inferno.
One thing.
He says, no Dante in this yarn of carnival owner who gets too big for his own good. Oh, carnival owners are always getting out of control with their power that they have with their carnival. Charge of all the freaks. All right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt what you were doing there, Rob. But
I'm not doing anything. I'm bleeding. My brain is bleeding.
Well, here's your chance to jump back in this.
All right, I feel like I have diarrhea.
Get in it, man. Do it right. You could pick the year, 2006, 2000, or 74. 1974.
2006, jackass.
Okay, now that was directed at Anthony, correct? Okay, this is from 2006, and let me give you a clue from it. It's a disaster movie, and okay. No, I can't say that. It gives away too much. Oh, its characters are flat and uninteresting.
That's every disaster movie.
All right, I'll give you one more thing. A random group of... Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
You know, I bet I could name it right now.
12 names.
Wait, I swear to God.
Rob gets to bid first. Wait. 12 names. 12 names. You bid first.
Okay, wait. Hold on. If he says he can do it in zero, can I make him do it in zero? Like, do you think now you can do it in zero?
You have to bid first.
You can
say however many you can do it in, and then if he goes to zero, then he has to name the movie.
I bid I can name it in the first, not only 20 actors in the movie, but the first 20 minutes of seeing the movie. I bet I could name that movie.
Okay, Anthony, that gives you a lot of room, wiggle room.
I don't even know what he just did. But I bet I can name it right now.
In how many names. and how many names?
Say it.
Zero names.
Say it. Okay. Rob Hubel says name that movie.
Name that movie.
Oh shit.
Don't
Oh god damn.
You are so cocky.
It's really
Poseidon.
It's Poseidon, that's correct.
Shut up! Stop it! Stop clapping!
This is terrifying. I am afraid of the devil. He's the devil, man.
How have I never done this podcast before? How is this my first time?
How can he get that?
Well, you've lived in New York for a while. Are you going to move back here or are you going to stay there?
We'll see. I'd like to stay there because this place sucks, but...
I don't know. What is wrong with you?
Ask me how many times I've seen Poseidon.
How many times have you seen Poseidon?
None.
What did you get it off of?
So said, a lot of flat characters.
David wins.
Like a Poseidon-y.
David wins.
I knew 2000. Was it 2008? I knew it came out then.
What?
David gets a.
Wait, we're not done. I'm coming back, man.
Give David the whole
best
fucking bag.
I have to get it in.
No, I need the bag to carry something in.
In zero. Hold on.
All right, sit down. Let me give away the prizes.
Let me try this. You think of something, and I'll think of it. Just think of a disaster movie. I'll think of it. And if I get this, do I win?
Okay, I've got one.
You can win anything right now.
Okay. I've got a disaster movie in my head.
I can't think of any. Hold on.
All right, he wins a Monday, April 12th.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Monday, April 12th, would you like to come to a live performance of the Benson Interruption?
He's busy.
At Largo? He's going to be there. That's a $40 value there. Two tickets to see Benson Interruption Monday, April 12th.
My guy, I just want to tell you, to honor you, I'm going to cut my dick off.
No, there is a second place, and it might be considered to be better than first place.
Oh, well,
the prize is he gets to name who I call a shithead at the end of the show. So let me just get that from him now. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Obviously, it's going to be that lady that yelled something.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, and it's a good one. That's a good shithead. And do you guys have anything you want to plug here at the end of the show? Any dates coming up? Anything?
Plug hell, Satan.
Anthony's going out on the road. You're going to be playing some clubs and stuff.
When's this going to air? This is going to air next week.
It's going to be out soon and for the rest of our lives. So if you got anything coming up,
I'm going to be on Carson Daly next week.
Oh, nice.
Thursday or Friday of next week.
Oh, right on. So set your
Dan
whatever.
With Dan Mintz and Chelsea Peretti. And
Demons.
I'm recording my album in May at at the UCB Theater in New York.
Oh, nice.
If anyone's...
Yeah, yeah. Sign up for the... probably costs $5, $8 to get in, something like that.
I'll probably make it, like, just because it's an album taping, probably $20.
$20 to get in?
$20 a head. $20 per person.
I don't know what just happened there. I was sitting there thinking, this might be going someplace. Maybe there's a callback up ahead. And more push-ups. More push-ups. He did push-ups when he won the game.
That wasn't push-up. That was like...
The audience missed it.
That was like warm-ups.
He was humping the mic.
You were totally warming.
The audience missed it. I mean, the podcast audience.
Let me do my plugs. You're going to be at Bonnaroo this year, aren't you, Rob Hubel?
Yeah, Bonnaroo. And I was going to plug Children's Hospital, but that's in July. Watch Children's Hospital.
Oh, watch it. Not that you're going to be at a Children's Hospital.
No.
Pat Hubel, everybody. Pat Hubel.
Children in hospitals, you know.
I'm going to be at Wow Hall in Eugene. There's no truth to the fact that Wow Hall gives you the runs. Remember Wow Chips? Anyway, Wow Hall in Eugene, April 8th. Aladdin Theater in Portland, April 9th. Tower Theater in Bend, April 10th. Those are all Oregon. Bed's Interruption on Monday, April 12th. And I'll be making stops in Madison, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis soon. Thanks again to Rob Hubel.
Thank you, Doug.
And... the greatest player of the Leonard Maltin game in the history.
Dark Overlord.
I think you're the only person that's ever just won
the fire.
Two right in zero.
He's got hellfire.
Patton Oswalt and Dana Gould have both gotten some right in zero. I think Jerry O'Connell got one right
in
zero.
We're going to have a
world of championships someday.
No one's ever read the mind and killed the semen of the host with their brains.
And as always, Jay Leno is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the